No, I think it's interesting. I think that, I think,
you,
right.
All outlets.
I think that we have shown an abundance of accessibility. We've brought more reporters into this process, and the idea that every time that every single person can't get their question answered or fit in a room, they're excluding people. We've actually gone above and beyond with making ourselves, our team, and our briefing room more accessible than probably any prior administration. So I think you can take that to the bank.
But when why you look not at, those other outlets today?
Why? Because, Cecilia, there's 3,000 people that are credentialed to come in here.
But there are six outlets
okay.
that you want to be in.
Oh, right no, there's not six. There's actually, no, actually, that is false. That to say that there are six, maybe six that reached out to you, but
well,
that is not, no, hold on.
Listed in the White House Correspondents Association.
I understand that. There are way more than six that wanted to come in. We started with the pool, and then we expanded it. So, you know, I get it, but why, I can ask, you know, there are plenty that want to come in at all times for every event. We do what we can to be accessible. And if there's a problem with that, you know, I understand it, but we do what we can to accommodate the press. I think we've gone above and beyond when it comes to accessibility and openness and getting folks to, you know, our officials, our team. And so, you know, respectfully, I disagree with the premise of the question. Thank you.
That audio was recorded by the White House Pool, a group of news outlets that, under a longstanding agreement, share material with all media colleagues, regardless of who was physically present. After the briefing, the White House Correspondents Association released a statement saying the WHCA board is protesting strongly against how today's gaggle is being handled by the White House. The board will be discussing this further with the White House staff.